For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. This week, 20 Democratic presidential candidates took the national stage. What are Memphians looking for in a potential president? That's a question this week for political analyst Otis Sanford. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Chris. Good to be here again.
So, Otis, are we partial to mayors, governors, congressmen? What's our type?
I would say that the ideal candidate for Memphis voters, when you look at Memphis and the demographics of Memphis, the political leanings of Memphis, which leans Democratic, obviously, the ideal candidate there is someone that is familiar to them, who has shown a record of speaking to their needs. For example, health care is a big issue here. The poverty, how are you going to deal with that? I think the ideal candidate is anyone who can effectively address those issues.
So of the 20 Democratic candidates, who's speaking our language so far?
Well, I think obviously Joe Biden is, just by virtue of him being the vice president to Barack Obama, he is doing well, I think, in Memphis. But I think there will be others that I think Memphians will take a good look at. Kamala Harris would be one. I think she speaks to a strong Memphis electorate because there are a lot of African-American women in this community. And I would even think someone like maybe Elizabeth Warren. She's been here before. So I'm looking at those three.
I've done my own non-scientific polling, and what people tell me is that while they like some of these candidates' ideas, they do not want to risk losing to Donald Trump. Joe Biden, for many, is the safest bet. Is this campaign less about issues and more about winning the White House?
Well, it is about issues. I mean, let's not throw issues out the window. But yes, I would say that for the average Democratic voter, the one who votes a lot, they want to get rid of Donald Trump. And I think at this point, I think your unscientific survey is correct. Joe Biden is viewed as that person right now.
Well, on a local level, you wrote a column this week for the Daily Memphian about what it takes to be a good mayor. Mm-hmm. And you make the point that while the day-to-day part is about budgets and ordinances, what really defines a city leader is how he or she handles a crisis.
Right.
So let's look for a second at the three top candidates for Memphis mayor here. We have Jim Strickland, Willie Harrington, and Tammy Sawyer. How might their approaches differ in a crisis?
Let's take Jim Strickland first. Jim Strickland's biggest crisis so far, I believe, was the big protest that happened here in July of 2016, where protesters were marching through downtown and wound up shutting down Interstate 40 on the Hernando de Soto. That was a major crisis.
Mm-hmm. On the bridge.
On the bridge, I'm sorry, the Hernando de Soto Bridge. But I think he handled that crisis as about as well as anybody could possibly do. He has the leadership skills and the communication skills to effectively handle something like that. Where Dr. Harrington is concerned, fortunate for him, he never had a big, big police crisis when he was mayor. The other crises that he dealt with were basically his own personal issues.
There were many scandals.
Many scandals. And he handled some of those not so well. When he got angry at the media. He got personally angry at me sometimes. He didn't handle that very well.
Well, do you think that by virtue of just being an African-American mayor, that sort of tempered some animosity toward the government and the administration?
I think it did. Oh, yeah, because, I mean, he still had his strong following. People supported him, and they said, you know, if he had run for mayor again, he probably would have won. And he was seen as someone who would stand up and deal with issues in a crisis situation. Tammy Sawyer, we don't know that yet, because she's only been in public office since last September. And the one issue that she did inject herself in was the U.S. Marshals shooting of the young man out in Fraser, Brandon Weber, a few weeks ago. And I don't think she handled it very well. So,
right. In a tweet, she called the shooting a murder, which didn't sit well with Memphis police.
Mm-hmm. It was a tweet that she retweeted that. And, yeah, it accused them of murder. And I thought that was totally irresponsible for someone who is in public office. One of the biggest things that a good mayor has to do is to have the political skills to know what to say in a crisis and when to say it. And also to take your time and get the facts and be a servant and not just be a heavy-handed politician.
Someone might say, though, that Tammy Sawyer's strength is showing that there are crises going on right now that the establishment just doesn't consider to be a crisis. And she's saying, look, poverty, schools, neighborhoods, that's the emergency. Fix these things first. Her campaign slogan is, we can't wait. So in some ways, you might say that her platform is a kind of campaign to address what she sees is the crisis.
I think you make a good point here, Chris, in that sometimes you have to put the focus on an issue and perhaps turn it into crisis level to get it addressed. I get that. And I think she has done that. But you can't just do only that.
Political analyst Otis Sanford joins us each week to talk about politics. Thanks again.
Thank you.
This is WKNO News.